Reaching midlife is, I'm not going to say a crisis, but it probably does affect you. For some, it's time to pause and maybe think about where you've been and where you're going. For others, getting a compensatory sports car or motorbike, or a time to try new things. For Toby Roberts, it was his moment to take up a new challenge. This is Toby's Life in 500 Words story.
By midlife, my hamstrings were tearing so easily, I had to find a new way to exercise. Something that didn't involve running. I decided to take up boxing with two friends at our local police boys club. The sweat of a dozen men settled on me when we walked into the training area for our first lesson. The owners had closed the windows to help us sweat it out. Our trainer Angelo was a former Pan Pacific champion from the Philippines. Judging from some of the posters on the wall, his fighting weight had been somewhere between flyweight and a jockey, but freed from the constraints of the weigh-in, he now looked like a medicine ball. "You guys need the big gloves if you want to spar," he cautioned. He had a gentle disposition and a high, sunny voice, which was difficult to reconcile with his clear record of violence. We took the big gloves from the cupboard and immediately regretted it. Decades of previous wearers had left their sweat for each subsequent user to augment. On the upside, it suggested the real possibility that if you happened to miss your opponent, you might still be able to overcome him by wafting a glove under his nose. Seeing our revulsion, Angelo decided to start us on skipping instead. I was quickly identified as a remedial skipper by the way I managed to hog-tie my legs, threatening to bring myself to the canvas without a punch. Never able to flip the rope easily under my feet, let alone cross my hands, I tried jumping very high to clear my feet, which only brought the rope in contact with my head. Eventually, I pioneered a new technique that involved a kind of hurdling on the spot, which embarrassed everyone so much I was excused from skipping. My drills with Angelo were more successful, and I gradually evolved from bag and pad work to sparring. Angelo worked me through a series of linked moves. "Head down," he shouted, punching mine upward. "Watch this side," he said, punching the eye I needed to do that. "Listen," he shouted his instructions after punching me in the earhole. An older instructor commiserated with me afterwards. "Boxing is hard. It's a thinking sport," he said, tapping his head, oblivious to the irony that his fellow trainer had just been punching mine. I described a session of punishment like this to friends at a barbecue, saying, "Sometimes I feel a bit stupid, paying a man to punch me in the face." "I'll do it for you," said my friend Peter. "Don't give your money to a stranger." "I'll do it for free," said William. But I persevered and eventually became quite good. We learnt to laugh and congratulate one another when someone managed to blood a nose or punch the air from a lung. Bonding over these sadistic things, we'd embraced the thinking man's sport.
Fisticuffs, aka the thinking man's sport, or the sweet science of boxing. Toby Roberts' midlife turning point and part of our Life in 500 Words series. The audio production for it was done by our sound engineer, Carey Dell. And if you, like Toby, have a story to tell about a moment that changed or shaped your life, love to hear it. It involves recording yourself using the Voice Memo app on your smartphone and then emailing the audio file to lifematters@abc.net.au. 500 words takes about 3 to 4 minutes of talking, and that's what we're after for your Life in 500 Words. And there are more detailed instructions for you on the Life Matters website.